John and Teresa Whitty are in our studios with our Rural Solutions Up Technology Show. We've changed that now. We're not. It's not the update show. It's a technology show, right,
Just Teresa? Plain tech show, yeah.
Yeah.
What are we talking about today?
Well, we are going to talk about Windows 10 again. Windows 7, we've said that support is ending for that. So people have been asking, well, can I upgrade my current computer to Windows 10 or should I just get a new computer?
Ooh.
So that's what we're going to talk about today because I've done both. I've upgraded computers and I've recommended, no, you should get a new one.
So. Okay. So how do you know what Windows you have? How do you find that out?
Well, if you open up your computer, you know, when you see them a lot, you kind of just know by looking at it. But you can go into your this computer settings or my computer, right-click on it and go down to properties, and it'll tell you your computer name, your version of operating system, how much RAM it has, all those things.
Okay.
So right-click under my computer, properties, and it'll tell you everything you need to know.
Okay. Good.
Yeah. So we need, you don't need that just to find out what operating system you're using, but also what the specs are in your computer. Like John said, you know, how much RAM you have, what kind of processor you have.
Video card, you know, how much hard disk space you have, things like that.
Yeah, I just brought it up on the radio station computer here, and yeah, you're right. You right-click on the properties, and there it is, John.
Yeah,
yeah. Yeah, we're running a Windows 7 Professional.
So if the show gets cut off, everybody, it's because Paul's clicking around while we're recording.
So, yeah, I think we got a Windows 10 at home. I'm not 100% sure.
Okay, well, you can check to make sure. And so you've got this computer here, Paul.
Yep.
Maybe we can we talk about this one?
Okay.
What are the specs on this computer?
System specs. Okay, system is a Dell. And Intel processor is, well, there's a big number there. What do you think, John? 4 gigabytes installed memory, 4.00 GB.
Yep.
System 64-bit operating system.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yep.
So things that are important is if you have a 64-bit versus a 32-bit.
Okay.
Right.
Okay. And how many gigs of RAM? So it said, you said 4 GB.
Yep.
That's 4 gigabytes of RAM. And then your processor was an Intel processor.
Yep.
Now, if it said AMD or Celeron or something like that, we'd say
CPU or whatever.
Yep.
Okay.
If it was a non-Intel, we'd say, yeah, probably upgrade the computer.
Okay.
But if it happens to be an Intel i3, i5, i7, something like that, well, then there's a pretty good chance that you could make that work pretty comfortably.
Right, because those are the new, more common or more current processors. They have better processing speed, so they can handle the current internet system better.
Okay.
Or the environment there. So you're going to look at those specs. If you have 4 gig of RAM, that's kind of a minimum.
We like 8.
Yeah, 8 would be good.
Eight?
Yep.
So if you do upgrade to Windows 10, do you get 8, or what's the minimum for Windows 10?
No, we would also recommend that
recommend.
Do an upgrade. And we, you know, this is just a generalization, but an extra 4 gig of RAM probably will cost you in the area of $40.
Yep.
$40, $50. Bucks.
And RAM is a physical thing that you can put in and out of your computer.
Okay.
So upgrading to 10 doesn't affect that. You have to physically, you know, put a more
right.
RAM
right.
in. It's yep. a RAM stick. So that's that. So, okay, so you look at your specs and you think, okay, I have a more recent processor. I have a good amount of RAM. How about your hard drive? Well, you can consider the age of your computer to consider the age of your hard drive, okay? And really, all of it. If your computer is 5 years old, you're questionable. If it's over 5 years old, I would just recommend a new computer because mm-hmm. then everything in it is getting old and you might put a new operating system on it, but if the hard drive is going to fail, it doesn't matter what's on it. That physical piece of equipment is getting older and older and has more chance of failing.
And we've talked about hard drives and how the old-fashioned spinning hard drives you just don't know when they're going to crash, you know, and then that goes everything.
Usually you can hear them
clicking
and get louder.
I can't remember where I was this morning. I was at a store, not a customer of ours, and their hard drive was going click, 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 and I wanted to say something, and then they took a phone call. It's like, oh. You just kind of know that sound, you know, it's like, that's not good.
Yep, and it gets louder and louder, it's going to go.
So, and putting in Windows 10 is an investment. It's going to cost you $120 to $200 for the upgrade, depending on if you get the home version or the pro version. And again, if you look at your properties where we just were, it'll tell you if you have the home version or the pro version. And when you upgrade, that's what you'll need to have.
Okay.
So.
And really the pro version, that has things like remote desktop capability. And, you know, I've had people that say, I will never need that on my work computer, so I don't need it. And a year later, it's like, oh, how much to upgrade to pro? Because they need it. So, I mean, I get in that conversation a lot. Mm-hmm. So rule of thumb, if you do business stuff on it, if you want to connect to it remotely for any reason or you think you ever will, go with the pro. You know, it's an investment.
All right.
Okay, so let's say you decide, I am going to upgrade. I think that my computer can handle it, and I'm going to upgrade. Now, I want to talk about one more thing first. You can go online and find out what specs are required for Windows 10, but those are the requirements. We talked about what our recommendations are. Okay, there's some pretty basic requirements that most Windows 7 computers will meet, but just because you can put Windows 10 on there, doesn't mean that we think it's a good idea.
Okay. Yeah, you're not going to be super happy with it. If you're spending a couple hundred bucks on this upgrade, you're going to want it to last a few years. Right. So that's kind of why we do these recommendations.
Right, right. Okay. So that said, you decide you're going to upgrade. What is that process look like? Well, the first thing you should do is back up your computer.
Yep.
Okay.
Always. Because we always talk about that.
Things can go wrong in the process. Usually it goes pretty smoothly, but things can go wrong, so back up your computer so you have everything that you need. Now, what might be some things that you might lose in this process, John?
Well, you know, your documents, you want to back up your documents, and your pictures come with all that, your email, that's all in your user profile now. So anything in your user profile, I would usually just back up.
Okay, but if you do back up and then you that you upgrade, are there things that you might lose anyways, like your programs or your settings?
Oh, yeah. Programs, you're going to have to install your programs again.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And that's not a for sure, I think.
No. I should back up a little bit and say there are some programs that are, you know, might not be compatible with everything. For the most part, a straight upgrade will allow you to keep your programs, but there's some that just won't be compatible. There's some, you know, so there's a chance that, you know, and again, if you have questions about those things, ask, because we've seen pretty much all of them.
And you can Google, is this program compatible with Windows 10? Is your printer compatible with Windows 10? So those are some things. So you're doing your backup, then you just have to allow time, because it can take a good hour to 2 hours to do the initial upgrade.
Yep.
And then when that's complete, then you need to follow that up with Windows updates to get the most current
version. Does that happen automatically?
It doesn't. You need to go into...
It can be an all-afternoon commitment.
Yeah. You need to go into Windows updates and click, and it'll say when you bring it up that you're up to date.
Okay.
But you need to click check for updates, and then it'll run, it'll check, and then it'll install some.
Okay.
Then you need to restart your computer, do it again. Check for updates again. Check for updates until when you click that button, then it says you're up to date.
Yeah. Okay.
So sometimes you can do that 3, 4, 5 times before everything's updated.
You know what? I think I'm just going to let John and Teresa do my...
We would be glad to help you with that. So just some things to think about.
Yep.
Well, I'm kind of pumped because my laptop is probably 6, 7 years old.
Yep.
And it does match the specs we talked about. It's got 8 gig of RAM. It's got the Intel processor. But because of the age, Teresa said it, everybody heard it now, I need to get a new laptop.
Yeah, there you go.
So that's kind of exciting to me.
All right. Yeah, I love new laptops or iPads or cell phones and stuff like that, right?
Oh, boy.
All right. Well, good show again. And
Yeah.
Yeah. Get real quick before I let you go, you know, last week we had thunder snow.
Yeah.
Should I unplug my computer? I mean, with the lightning and stuff?
Not a bad idea at all.
During thunder snow.
Well, just like thunderstorms, you know, and we had some stuff that burned out.
From the thunder snow?
From the lightning.
From the lightning. You know, lightning's lightning, no matter whether it's blizzarding. Snowing or whatever. Yeah.
Man, that was fun.
Crazy. Yeah,
it was. So unplug Minnesota. Your computer when it's thundering, right?
Yeah, if you hear thunder.
Yeah, we'll talk about that all summer long.
I'm sure we will.
I'm sure we will.
All right, where can people get a hold of you?
Well, we're located right on Main Street in beautiful Madison, and you can give us a call at 320-698-4747.
Or send us an email, support@ruralsolutions.com.
All right, thanks, John and Teresa, for coming in again.
Thank you.
There we go, John and Teresa Witte with our Rural Solutions Technology Show. For another week.